Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.
Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome in to the Athletic Fantasy Football Podcast. Michael Beller and Derek Van Riper here with you. It's the middle of the week, pretty much whenever you're listening to this. Derek and I are recording this on a Wednesday, which makes this Survivor Day on the Athletic Fantasy Football Podcast. DVR, we are playing this in a two-strike format. You took our first strike last week between the two of us, so it's been pretty good, pretty kind to us. How you doing going into this? How you gonna bounce back?
All things considered, I'm doing well. I do think survivor pools are more fun with two strikes. It stretches out the results a bit longer. This has been an atypical year, as we have said, but I think this is a pretty typical week just in terms of the quality of the teams that most people get to choose from.
It's an interesting mix that we have this week that are going to be among the most popular teams, because you have a few real heavy hitters that are always going to be among the most popular teams, or more often than not going to be among the most popular teams. And then you have a few decent teams, I'll call them, that are in pretty good spots and very usable spots. So it's a fun mix of teams that we have at the top of the use list this week. Let's go ahead and jump into that DVR. Again, these popular pick percentages are coming from Yahoo. So the most popular pick right now on Yahoo, and it's going to be true pretty much wherever you play your survivor, is Cowboys over Broncos. The Cowboys are 24.1% used on Yahoo as of Wednesday afternoon. Then we've got the Colts over the Jets at 23%. Remember, that is Thursday Night Football. Bills over the Jaguars at 15.3%. Dolphins over Texans, 12.1%. And then finally, the Monday night game, Steelers over Bears, 7.8%. Those are the most popular. Let's get to our one true pick here, DVR. Are you going with one of those five? You going off script? How do you land on the team you're going with?
Yeah, man, the two most popular were the two that I've considered the most, the Cowboys over the Broncos and Colts over the Jets. It's going to be the Colts over the Jets. I'm going to tempt fate and see if they can eliminate me completely from this show and from the pentathlon pool. I really don't think they're going to get this done. I know I've had some doubts about the Colts over the course of the season. They are getting healthier, too. I think the short week at home in a spot where they're big favorites, that all makes a lot of sense. And I guess part of my hesitation right now with Dallas, it's twofold. Both of these teams are going to be good teams to use next week, too. The Colts get the Jags, and Dallas gets Atlanta. The uncertainty about the health of Dak Prescott, it looks like he's going to play this week. That's still something we don't know. I don't want to have to wait until the end of the week, miss out on the Colts, and then find out I can't use the Cowboys and then get pushed down further on my list, right? Because I don't have the Bills available for that layup. I have to dig into the fourth, fifth, sixth most popular options. That's part of the thinking. The other part of the thinking, though, even if we knew Dak was going to play, if we had full confirmation of that at this moment, I think the Broncos are a better team than the Falcons. Maybe it's only a marginal difference, but I just think the Broncos are more dangerous. So I feel like Dallas makes more sense next week at home against Atlanta, given the state of both of those teams. It may be splitting hairs. We may be talking about a game where the Cowboys are only favored by an extra point or point and a half or something next week, but all of that kind of goes into the thought process. I think both Dallas and Indy make sense this week and next, but I prefer Indy over the Jets this week as my one true pick.
Makes a lot of sense also when, just for the, you know, mechanics of this show, you're locking this in on Wednesday. So you really don't know for sure. It sounds like Dak will play, but you really don't know for sure. If people do want to run this one down to the wire, that is a 1 p.m. Eastern kickoff between the Cowboys and the Broncos. Now, obviously, if you wait for Dak, that means you'll have missed out on using the Colts, since that is the Thursday night game. But if you have some of these other popular picks in reserve, maybe you're cool with the Bills over the Jaguars using them here. I mean, you're obviously cool with the Bills over the Jaguars. Maybe you're cool with using them in this spot, or the Dolphins over the Texans. That's another one I would be a little wary about. We'll talk about that in a second. Steelers over Bears. You definitely can play the waiting game and see if Dak is going to play. But even if Dak's going to play DVR, I still, like you said, it's a good spot next week. And it's not like we're hurting for options this week. I want to see Dak back playing, being himself, and then I'll go ahead and pull the trigger on the Cowboys down the line, because you and I actually both have the Cowboys available in this pool, and I still have them available in a number of my other pools as well. So I like the logic there, and I'm following right behind you. Give me the Colts over the Jets. Not a guarantee, but there's really nothing better than getting your survivor pick right on a Thursday and then just kicking back and cheering for ultimate chaos on Sunday. And I mean, this is just, the Colts really have looked the part of a contending team, and a tough loss for them to take last week against the Titans. That was their biggest game to date. That basically foreclosed on any realistic chance of them winning the AFC South. Of course, crazier things have happened and they could rally back and ultimately win that division, but that's the Titans division to win now, even without Derrick Henry for likely the remainder of the regular season. But the point remains that we've seen the Colts, and really the Colts offense, over the last month, 5 weeks, really round into form. And you know, you worry some about the injuries that they have in the receiving core, but that's basically been true of the team all season. They've had no Paris Campbell. They got T.Y. Hilton back for like a game and a half that was spliced by a different game that he had to miss after coming back once. So it's not like they've had this huge group of receivers, this huge group of pass catchers, and suddenly Carson Wentz is now dealing with a suddenly bare cupboard. It's basically just been Michael Pittman and then a little bit of Mo Alie-Cox and a little bit of the backfield mixing in all season. So I'm not really concerned about that in this spot. Colts are 10.5-point favorites in this game. I just feel, I feel really, really good about them. And then importantly, something we always think about, feel like this is, if not the absolute best spot to use the Colts, certainly one of the two or three best spots. And I wouldn't be surprised if we look all the way down the line and ultimately see this as the best time from week 9 on to have used the Indianapolis Colts. So you add it all up, even though it's going to be a very popular pick, maybe ultimately the most popular in survivor pools, I feel comfortable riding with the public, going with the Colts, and them moving us on to week 10. DVR, let's talk about secondary picks next. If you were going to go away from the Colts, if you've used the Colts, or if, for some of our listeners who already have used the Colts this season, what are some secondary picks you would go ahead and make this week?
You know, the Steelers as Monday night favorites, 6.5-point favorites at the time of this recording against the Bears, that seems very safe. I also think the Steelers are one of those teams that are middle of the pack in terms of trust levels. So they need to be home against a team that I don't think is very good for me to want to risk my entire season on them. So I think they're absolutely in the conversation as a secondary team. I'm actually surprised they're not more popular than the Dolphins, because I don't trust the Dolphins at all. Like that to me fits more into the trap category. So if you're among those who are looking at the Dolphins and saying, yeah, I think this is my way through this week, I'd be really careful with them. I think there's some other long shots that I even like more than the Dolphins based on what that team has revealed itself to be over the course of the season. But the Steelers kind of jump off the page for me as the secondary pick that I like the most. And this is, again, assuming that Buffalo is not an option. I'd be fine burning off Buffalo if I didn't like something about the Colts, if I didn't like something about the Cowboys this week. I'd be content to go ahead and play the Bills against the Jags and feel almost certain that I'm getting a W this week.
So I like the Steelers as well. They would probably be my secondary pick. And I think I could argue them just as strongly as I argue Colts over Jets. What holds me back from the Steelers is that next week, week 10, they get the Lions at home. And so that is just, I mean, that is an excellent spot. And we're not going to really feel comfortable using the Steelers almost at any point the rest of the season. In fact, I'm going to go all DVR here and reference the Mike Clay survivor chart for the rest of the season. So this week, Mike Clay's got them. This is a great chart, by the way. It's publicly available. Just go check it out. You can just Google Mike Clay survivor chart, and it's there. Mike Clay, your buddy and mine, guy we know well in the fantasy industry who does great work over at ESPN. So right now, this week, he gives the Steelers a 68% chance of winning. Next week against the Lions, an 80% chance of winning. And then from week 11 through the end of the season, no higher than a 46. Oh, no, there's one, 58% in week 17, and then 46% and below the rest of the way. So that 80% against the Lions definitely jumps out and is one of the higher percentages among any team, in fact, next week also. So a good spot to be using the Steelers is next week. That's really the main reason why I pull back from them against the Bears this week and go instead with the Colts. Let's ruminate on that Dolphins nugget you pulled out, because I think that's worrisome too. And to use the Mike Clay chart, just a 54% chance of winning this week, and that is against a Davis Mills Texans team. This could be a Tyrod Taylor Texans team, but even if it's not, I just I mean, the Texans are 1-7. We can get excited about fading, or excuse me, the Dolphins are 1-7. We can get excited about fading the Texans all we want, and rightfully so. But it's not like we're talking about fading them with even a 4-4 team or a 3-5 team. We're talking about a 1-7 team that has looked listless at multiple times this season and are a Damian Harris fumble away from being 0-8. Like, I would be wary of trusting the Dolphins this week.
Yeah, and I think it comes back to a recurring theme on this pod that I didn't expect to be a recurring theme on this pod. Houston, even if it is a team that's playing Davis Mills at quarterback again this week, does have plenty of veterans. They're just good enough to hang around against a bad team. Like, that's been pretty clear throughout this season. I mean, we saw Davis Mills play well not only in week 8, but I would say back in week 5 against New England. He played pretty well in that spot. It was a huge 3 TD game, completed over 70% of his passes. So if he can just avoid the critical mistakes, and this is a Miami secondary that's been extremely generous to opposing passers, I think that could actually keep this game a lot closer than people are expecting it to be.
I think the point you make about them being able to hang around against a bad or middling team is well taken, because, like, look at their last three games: 31-3 to the Colts, 31-5 to the Cardinals, 38-22 to the Rams. Like, you know, none of those are inspiring results. They didn't look particularly good in any of those games. We can't really take anything away from that, but, like, you know, a lot of teams are going to get blown out by those teams, especially like 31-5 to the Cardinals and 38-22 to the Rams. Like, those are, that could be the NFC Championship game for all we know. Like, that, there's really no shame. Some teams are just bad. There's no shame in being a bad team and getting blown out by the elite of the elite. 40-0 to the Bills. Like, yeah, the Bills are awesome. The Texans stink. It's not a huge surprise they lost 40-0. The Dolphins are not these teams. And you go back to the Patriots game that Houston could have won. Go back to week 2 against Cleveland. They lost that game 31-21, and that game was 14-14 at halftime. That was the one that Tyrod left with the injury at the half. So then the Browns took advantage of Davis Mills just getting thrown into the fray in the second half, and they ultimately win that game, but certainly not an overpowering performance by the Browns in that game. And then you go back to when Tyrod Taylor was healthy in week 1 and they blew the Jaguars out. So, like, this is not a team that's just going to roll over for a team like the Dolphins. And that is why I would be concerned about using the Dolphins. The one argument you can make, I think, for the Dolphins this week is to reference that Mike Clay chart once again. That 54% chance of winning that they have this week is the second highest that they have remaining. Week 15, they're at 56%. So if you wanted to play that game, if you wanted to say, you know, it's all well and good to advance to week 10, but I know I'm going to need to be alive in week 16 to win my pool, then sure, maybe I could understand that argument. It would still have to be Davis Mills for me, DVR. Even if I'm in a pool where I know I need to get to 16 or 17, it would still have to be Davis Mills. If Tyrod Taylor comes back, I do not want any piece of the Dolphins this week.
Totally makes sense. it's so weird that, like, these bad teams that we're always trying to pick on, they have a few occasional conditions that make them just dangerous enough where they're not that layup that we want them to be most weeks.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this? A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.
Any teams you're willing to get a little bit crazy with? Again, if you've used all these popular teams, if you want to fade the popular and go with the pot odds, go with some leverage, any team that you could talk yourself into?
Are the Saints even that risky? I mean, beyond the quarterback issues, Taysom Hill was back at practice on Wednesday.
Beyond the quarterback issues.
Beyond the quarterback
I think,
issues.
I think that's really the risky part.
I mean, how risky are we talking here? Like, on a 1 to 10 scale, like how wild are you really being if you're taking the Saints at home against the Falcons? Look at what the Falcons are missing right now. Like, this is a beat-up Atlanta team. You know, all the best to Calvin Ridley. He's away right now, too. How good are the Falcons, really? And we've seen the Saints win with lackluster quarterback play. It's a defense. It's better than people give it credit for. I don't know. I look at that game and I'm thinking, like, if I had to just do something very different, I'm not that worried about the Saints winning. It might be ugly. You might be sweating it out until the final possession, but I think they win that game somewhat comfortably.
6-point favorites and on BetMGM right now, and that was a game that I know, I don't know exactly what it opened at, but I know it was at 5.5 earlier this week, so it's moved in the direction of the Saints. Taysom Hill, all accounts are that he'll be good to go as the starter for the Saints this week, and that team has powered itself to wins on the defensive side of the ball, especially against bad teams. 5-2 this season are the New Orleans Saints. They're sort of just out there on an island in the NFC. We have just this uber ultra top heavy NFC where we already know five playoff teams in the NFC DVR. We got Packers, Cardinals, Buccaneers, Cowboys, Rams. Like, not only are those for sure playoff teams, those are all Super Bowl contenders without question. And then you've got the 5-2 Saints, and then you've just got this whole bunch of teams that are anywhere between like 3-4 and 0-8 in the Lions. And like, one of those teams is for sure making the playoffs. Maybe two of them make the playoffs if the Saints fall off a little bit. The Saints are just out there on the island as this like really good defense, good enough at times offense. And I think that could definitely come through for them against the Falcons. They were one team I wrote down that if I was going to go off Colts script, off Steelers script, off one of the big time favorite script, I could see myself going to the Saints. I also think the team that burned you last week is maybe in play if you need them. The Bengals are 3-point favorites at home against the Browns. Like, this is a huge game for both teams. That NFC, or that AFC North has really clumped together behind the Baltimore Ravens, and you still have all those teams that could be double-digit win teams or not even be in the playoffs. And so this is a huge game for these two teams. And I just think with the offensive issues that the Browns are having, you know, the Bengals come into this maybe a little bit better on both sides of the ball. So I'm not going to pick them. I'm just saying, if you have used the Bills and you've used the Cowboys and you don't want to use the Colts or whatever, I think there's an argument to be made for the Bengals. I am not using them in any of my pools.
Yeah, I'm not going to contribute anything to that argument. I'm on team never Cincinnati after getting burned last week. I made Cincinnati chili this week.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I've always liked it. I think the sweeter chilies are actually really good. But I think the other thing, just thinking about the Saints from their moment, both times they played the Falcons, they played them twice in the span of 3 weeks last year because the NFL schedule is just oh so great and balanced. Taysom Hill started both of those games. They went 24-9 at home and 21-16 on the road just 2 weeks later. So they've shown an ability to win with Taysom Hill at quarterback. I don't think they can win a Super Bowl with Taysom Hill at quarterback, but I think they can beat below average teams, and I think the Falcons are a below average team.
I think chili is one of those things that they got right the first time, just the original, you know, throw some beef in there, throw some beans in there, give me some good spices and call it a day. I think they got chili right the first time. I think we got this right the first time also. Colts over Jets, the one true pick for both of us. That's going to do it for this episode of the Athletic Fantasy Football Podcast. Thanks so much for joining us here. This show returns on Thursday. Me, Jake Seeley, Brandon Funston, taking a look at the Week 9 rankings. We go through game by game, talking about all 14 games on the slate. So we certainly hope you will join us for that. For DVR, I'm Michael Beller. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you soon.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code The Athletic and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.